اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابه اون لاين راديو امباورينج ذا يمه.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to the mid morning show with myself brother Suleiman Isup every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 4th of Rabi'ul Awal 1447, corresponding to Thursday the 28th of August 2025. Alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful, beautiful day in here in Johannesburg, Lanesia, and Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us and continues to bless us with this beautiful, beautiful weather, Alhamdulillah. Today's topic is something very prevalent in our society and amongst us. Have you ever noticed that when you attempt to do something in life and you want to express that feeling towards your fellow human being or your brother or your sister, whoever it is, and then you notice that after you tell them, then everything just starts to fall apart. And you think to yourself, everything was going according to your plan. And, you know, you had everything set. Everything was there for the taking, right? But then you notice everything fell apart. And we want to think to ourselves, why did it fall apart? Yes, it's through the will and the taqdeer and through the will of Almighty Allah. But at the same time, it's something very, very dangerous. And that is the evil eye, or also known as nazar. Nazar is a very, very bad thing. And, you know, this morning when I was coming to work, I was having a conversation with someone. And I was telling them that you know that you're going for, maybe example, a job interview, or you're going to buy a car, or you're going to buy your first house. Wait until it is done. Wait until you get it. Wait until you get those keys. Then publicize, and then if you want to tell anybody, you can do so. Because nazar, jealousy, malice is a dangerous thing, and it's unfortunately it is so, so prevalent in our society, in our community, that we don't know who sees or who has the best interest for us. And that is why whenever we want to do something, always keep it to ourselves. Like, for example, when you have a new car and it breaks down, or everything, you know, when you get sick and somebody tells you, hey, you know, mashallah, you got very nice hair, or you know, your skin is so flawless, and then the next day or the next 2 days you start getting pimples, or your hair starts falling, or you get sick, you can't explain that just a few days ago that, you know what, you were perfectly fine, and now all of a sudden you have a running stomach, you've got a headache, and things are just going south for you. And that's because nazar is an evil eye, is a bad thing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised us about the evil eye. It can destroy homes, it can destroy a lot of things. And it's reality in the Quran and Sunnah. And most importantly, let us discuss and let us find out how can we protect ourselves and our loved ones from its harm. So let us understand, where did this word evil eye come from and where was it derived from? In basic terms, it simply means that it's a harmful influence that is caused by someone's gaze. If someone sees you have a nice car, you say, yeah, you've got a new car. That's already a nazar, because they don't want to see you progress in life. Rather, they don't want you to progress, because the moment they see you progressing further than them, then their heart becomes evil. Then they have this jealousy, this hatred for you, that, you know what, how can he progress in life, or how can she progress in life? You know what, that person always wants to be better than you. And it's a disease of the heart. And by cleansing this disease of the heart, we should always keep our tongues moist with the remembrance of Almighty Allah. You must understand, it's not any magic, but it's from the person's heart. and it's on a person's soul, and it can cause a negative effect on the one being looked at. So that's why you must always read the four quls and protect yourself. Read Ayatul Kursi, read Surah Baqarah. And the danger of nazar, it can come from anyone, not only your close ones, but any person, even your family member. Unfortunately, even your own our own family members can cast an evil eye. You think that, you know what, they're looking out for us and they're wishing well. But we don't know. Only Almighty Allah knows what's truly in that person's heart and what they really want. Sometimes they can put up a front and say, yeah, you know what, I'm happy for you. But meanwhile, deep down inside their heart, they have this envy, this rage, the heart burning with jealousy and envy. And by them looking at you, you know, sometimes you must just notice a person when you tell him anything good. Facial expression is important, and it can tell a lot. If you see a person and they're giving you that side look, that side eye look, you must know, you must start reading your kalimas, you must read your quls, you must read Ayatul Kursi, because that is nazar on its own. Because you can sense. And sometimes your gut feeling tells you that, you know what, this person is not speaking for my best interest, or they don't have a good heart, but rather they are jealous. And this is why it's distinct from mere envy, and it's a physical and spiritual transference of energy known as a spiritual arrow that leaves an effect on its target. So it's like how we phrased it, a spiritual arrow. It's not a physical arrow, but rather it's someone who's casting that eye, the evil eye on the person, and is like aiming and shoots the arrow, and it puts the nazar on it. So what does the Quran, let's look at Quran and Sunnah, and what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about the evil eye? In Surah Al-Qalam, ayat number 51, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and indeed, those who disbelieve would almost make you slip with their eyes. And when they hear the message, they say, indeed, he is mad. This is in Surah Al-Qalam, ayat number 51. This verse is a very profound statement to the reality of the evil eye. Allah Ta'ala protected Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the intensity of the envious gazes, showing that such power exists and is to be feared. Meaning that it can destroy homes. You know, if somebody is doing well and the person sees that they're driving a fancy car or they've got a posh house, that person worked hard for it. They never earn it, but rather they worked hard for it and they built themselves up. And now, when the next person sees that they get jealous, they become envious, and then they start saying, you know what, how can you do, how, you know, they start saying things, but in the heart, that's why they won't tell you physically, but rather the heart can say it all. You know, deep down inside the soul, they are burning with that envy and jealousy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also confirmed this himself by saying that the evil eye is real. This is narrated in Bukhari and Muslim. Let us look at another story. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told his companion that his friend Sahal ibn Hunayf that had been afflicted by an evil eye. Sahal had been admired for his beauty and his beautiful skin. And then suddenly he collapsed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the person who admired him to perform wudu, and that the water was used to bathe Sahal. Sahal immediately recovered. And this incident proves two things: that the evil eye is real, and that there is a cure for it from the Sunnah. Then look at this, even the Sahaba Ikram, the companions, the beloved companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was affected by nazar and the evil eye. So let's look at we've got references that it's not a made up thing, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Noble Quran, Surah Al-Qalam, verse number 51, and even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the evil eye is real, and about the story and the incident of Sahal. So let us look at how can one protect themselves from the evil eye. So let us look at how can we protect ourselves from the evil eye. So we can guard ourselves by reciting verses from the Quran. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to seek protection for himself and his grandchildren by reciting the last three surahs of the noble Quran, and that is Surah Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq, and Surah An-Nas. These surahs are specifically meant for protection against all forms of evil, including envy and the evil eye, and recite them after every Fard Salah and before going to sleep. So let us look at the verses of these verses or the translation of these verses of these surahs. So we look at Surah Falaq. We look at Surah Falaq, and then we look at Surah Falaq, and then Surah Nas. So for Surah Falaq, we know the incident about the knots that were tied to affect our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the translation of Surah Falaq, we always read it: "Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq." I seek refuge in the Lord of Daybreak from evil, wa min sharri ma khalaq, from the evil of which he created, wa min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab, and from the evil of darkness when it settles, that's between when the night falls. And you know, they always say that you must take your children in your house when between Asr and Maghrib. That's why it's very important that the level and the intensity when the shayateen and the jinnat come out is between Asr and Maghrib and just before Maghrib. That's the time that the angels or the jinnat are out and they can affect your children. That's why they say you cover your head, stay in your house and your children, and cover your windows. And they mentioned a lot of things with regards to that time between Asr and Maghrib. وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ وَمِن شَرِّ نَفَّاسَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدْ, and the evil of the blowers in knots. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ, and from the evil of the envious when he envies. So by the reciting Surah Falaq, we are protecting ourselves from the people who have this envious eye for us. So always read and always be in constant, try as much as possible to be in constant wudu, and Allah Ta'ala will protect each and every one of us. Ameen Ya Rabbul Alameen. And the most powerful verse in the noble Quran is Ayatul Kursi, Surah number 2, verse Ayatul Kursi. And Mufti Sahib always mentions that it is a powerful verse, and it's true that Ayatul Kursi protects and provides protection from all harms, and it is a powerful shield. It's a powerful shield against evil influences. And by reciting it before you leave your home is a great habit. And also, when we're leaving our home, we should recite Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So Allah Ta'ala protect each and every one of us. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. So that's why we should always read that dua, and we should recite the Ayatul Kursi. So it will be in a form of a habit to be protected. When you see something or someone has something, we should say MashaAllah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When you see something impressive or beautiful in our own lives, when you see somebody driving a beautiful car or a nice car and you're impressed by it, you say MashaAllah. And by attributing the blessings of Almighty Allah, you prevent your own gaze from carrying harm to others, and you protect yourself from the gaze of others. This basically is a phrase and acts as a shield for both ways, that you are not causing harm to the next person and no harm is being caused unto you. So have you ever thought that, you know what, are you afflicted by nazar? Did you ever say, you know what, let me see or do a test? Because we don't know when we are affected by nazar. But certain events that happen in our lives could tell that, you know what, we could be affected by nazar. So how can we cure ourselves from this nazar? So the first thing that one needs to do is to make wudu. And the water that's performed, or the wudu over the person who has been afflicted with nazar. So that if somebody has been afflicted with nazar, but if you yourself feel, then you make wudu and turn to Almighty Allah and say, Ya Allah, you protect me from any evil. I read Surah Falaq, read Surah Nas. And you know, there's another dua that they say you should read. Bismillahi alladhi la yadhuru ma'asmihi shay'u fil ardi wa la fis sama' wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. That one should recite it three times in the morning before, three times in the morning and three times in the evening to be protected from all harm. Bismillahi alladhi la yadhuru ma'asmihi shay'u fil ardi wa la fis sama' wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Inshallah, we will try to, okay, I'm going to get the reference for you. And let us go for a small break. We're going to go for a small break, and when we come back, we will. I will give you that reference, inshallah.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Mustafa, tu mujhe haj pe bula. Aake main dekh lo aankh se daawa tera ya rab e mustafa tu mujhe haj pe bula aake main dekh lo aankh se daawa tera ya allah ya allah labbaik ya allah حج کا شرف ہو پھر عطا یا رب مصطفیٰ حج کا شرف ہو پھر عطا یا رب مصطفیٰ بیٹھا مدینہ پھر دکھا بیٹھا مدینہ پھر دکھا یا رب مصطفیٰ
یا رب مصطفیٰ
یا رب مصطفیٰ تو مجھے حج میں بولا
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
So, like I was mentioning earlier, that if one recites the dua, Bismillahi alladhi la yadhuru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ard wa la fis sama' wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he who recites three times every morning and evening the spurting dua, there is a protection against every kind of harm in the earth and in heaven. Allah Ta'ala is all hearing and all knowing. Nothing will harm him. This is narrated in Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi. So look at the dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even mentioned that one should read the following dua. May Allah Ta'ala protect each and every one of us from this dreaded disease. It's a very, very bad disease. It's evil. It causes a lot of harm to everyone and a lot of people. And we should always have good intentions for anybody. When you look at somebody, even that's the sickness of the heart, that we should try to remove it. And Allah Ta'ala will bless us, because if you look at someone, you make dua for them. Ya Allah, you have blessed them. Allah Ta'ala bless them more in their wealth and grant them good health. And by you making dua for someone, the malaika make ameen to your dua as well. So you are being the bigger person. Allah Ta'ala has blessed them. And we must never ever question Almighty Allah's decision as to why have you, Allah Ta'ala, given them so much wealth but you haven't given me. We must never ever question Allah, na'udhu billahi min dhalik. By doing so, you are questioning Allah Ta'ala's decision. Maybe your timing isn't now, but your time will definitely come when you will be blessed and Allah Ta'ala will bless you. Then you will realize that, Ya Allah, you have blessed me with this wealth. You have blessed me with this ni'mat of yours. And look at the prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam, in the previous anbiya. The dua of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, Hada min fadli rabbi. Hada min fadli rabbi. This is the favor of my Lord. We should always attribute anything that happens in our life any good thing that happens in our life, we should always attribute it to Almighty Allah. You must always make shukr. Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal shukru kullu. By you praising Almighty Allah and telling Allah that, Ya Allah, I make shukr for the ni'mat that you have given me, for the bounties that you have given me from your treasures. Ya Allah, you are Razak. Ya Allah, you are Ghaffar, you are Wahhab. And we should call upon Almighty Allah and thank Allah for giving us such ni'mat. Even the sight, the ni'mat of sight, because some people are blessed with the eyesight. And unfortunately, it's through the will and taqdeer of Almighty Allah that some people go through certain things in life and they lose their eyesight. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them shifa and make it easy for them. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And Allah ta'ala protect each and every one of us. But then even that the nazar, look at nazar, right, of the evil eye. When you see someone, we're speaking about the eyes, right? When someone has beautiful eyes, you look at them. By you looking at their eyes, you are staring. You're not even attributing to say, you know, mashallah, you have beautiful eyes. But you just look at that person. You're looking and they say, like, what are you staring at? He say, no, you have beautiful eyes. You're not attributing anything to Almighty Allah that Allah Ta'ala has given this person. Maybe grey eyes, maybe green eyes. Sometimes you have light brown eyes. And then you make a statement, you know what, I wish I had eye color like yours. But you are still not attributing and saying, you're not protecting yourself, nor are you protecting that person by saying, MashaAllah. Simple thing like that, we should say, MashaAllah, la hawla wa la quwata. You are protecting yourself and you are protecting that person. And Allah forbid, something happens to that person, you know, they've got cataracts, or they got a problem with their eye, or they got a sty, they get like the sty, you know, when you get this, your one eye becomes swollen. Then you think that a person thinks to themselves, why has this happened to me? Because when you looked at that person's eye, you never say, MashaAllah. Then when that person sees you, they're going to think, who looked at me like this? Then you're going to start causing deviation. Then you're going to start causing a problem. Because why? Simple attribute to Almighty Allah by saying, MashaAllah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Even when a person has an accident, you know, maybe you had a conversation during the day. You said, hey, you know, you got such a nice car. Still nothing by saying, MashaAllah, la hawla wa la quwwata. Get into the habit. Let us get into the habit of saying, MashaAllah, la hawla wa la quwwata, when we see something nice and we see something good. And make dua for our fellow Muslim brothers. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We've come to the end of our show, and this is where we say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Don't forget, today is Thursday in the evening after Maghrib, is the eve of Jum'ah. We should send the durood and salawat on our beloved Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And try to be in constant durood sharif, always make a istighfar, because we don't know when we could have hurt somebody's feeling. You know, yesterday we did the topic on the power of forgiveness or making istighfar. Make istighfar on a regular basis. It won't hurt you, you know, and try also to learn the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least once, you know, try one name, you know, okay, we know, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Sattar, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Wahhab, Ya Razak. Ar-Razak, Ya Wahhab, Fattah, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Fattahu. Those two names come one after the other. Ya Wahhabu, Ya Razaku, Ya Fattahu. Those three names come one after the other. So inshallah, we will try to learn these three names. Ya Wahhabu, Ya Razaku, Ya Fattahu. Ya Fattah is the opening. Ya Razak, we're asking Allah Ta'ala to bless us from His infinite treasure. And Allah Ta'ala is Ya Wahhab. And for Allah Ta'ala to accept our du'as, we should read Ya Mujibu. So inshallah, we make an effort inshallah. If you have any questions or if you have anything that you'd like to say, you can send a message on the number 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. We're going to go for a small nasheed break, and when we come back, we will give you the lineup for the program that are to follow, inshallah.
صلی اللہ نبینا صلی صلی اللہ محمد محمد صلی صلی اللہ شفیعنا صلی صلی اللہ محمد محمد بیٹھا ہوں مسجد نبوی میں بیٹھا ہوں مسجد نبوی میں خوشبوئے پہم آتی ہے بیٹھا ہوں مسجد نبوی میں خوشبوئے پہم آتی ہے بیٹھا ہوں مسجد نبوی میں یوں سانسیں مہکی مہکی ہیں یوں سانسیں مہکی مہکی ہیں بیٹھا ہوں مسجد نبوی میں صلی صلی اللہ نبینا صلی صلی اللہ محمد محمد بیٹھا ہو مسجد نبوی میں بیٹھا ہو مسجد نبوی میں محسوس ہوا ہے یوں مجھ کو کہ شہر نور میں اترا ہوں محسوس ہوا ہے یوں مجھ کو کہ شہر نور میں اترا ہوں کیا نور کی کرنیں آتی ہیں کیا نور کی کرنیں آتی ہیں بیٹھا ہوں مسجد نبوی میں صلی صلی اللہ نبینا صلی صلی اللہ محمد محمد بیٹھا ہوں مسجد نبوی میں بیٹھا
ہوں مرحبا
مرکز صحابہ آن لائن ریڈیو امپاورنگ دی امہ
And it's gone 15 minutes to 11 Central African time, and this is where we come to the end of our show. And we say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Mid-Morning Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. At 11 a.m. will be the news with the Mawlana Zahid Khan, and thereafter from 11 to 12 will be the fiqh program with the Mawlana Zahid Khan and Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, and they will be discussing the rights of the spouse, the rights of the spouse, inshallah. Thereafter, 12 o'clock will be news with myself, then 5 past 12 to 1 will be Alfas and Kosi with the news hour, 1 o'clock hour, Dhuhr Azan, 5 past 1 to 1:30 will be the tafsir of Surah At-Tawbah, verses 86, and thereafter 1:30 to 2 will be the tafsir or the repeat of Surah An-Nisa, and thereafter 2 to 3 will be the repeat at the lunch hour with Brother Yusuf Ali, 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A, 4 to 5 will be an Urdu lecture by Mufti Maulana Qari Hanif Multani Rahmatullah Alayh. Then from 5 to 7 will be Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of the tafsir, even here at 1 o'clock. And that is the repeat of Surah Tawbah, verse number 86. And thereafter, 7:30 to 8 will be a nasiha by Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib, rahmatullah alayh. Then from 8 to 9 will be the repeat of the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam by Mawlana Salman Yunus. And he discussed the Nuh alayhi salam part 2 and Hud alayhi salam on Tuesdays. And he has a show on Tuesday nights between 8 and 9 p.m. 9 to 10 will be Qalb Salim with Mawlana Salim Karim. And then from 10 to 11 will be Sheikh Anwar او لكي الشهيد no, from 10 to 11 will be the repeat of the Qasida Burda, and then from 11 to 12 will be Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaki Al-Shaheed. And that's your lineup until 12 a.m. inshallah from the team Umar Al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Fi amanillah, ma'a salama, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Welcome, ya Mustafa. Welcome.